This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? I'm back at it again. Another episode hosted by your boy. Will we get smutty? Who knows? Joining me today, my co-hosts John and Josh. Say hi.
Hi.
Hola.
John, you were off last week, technically.
Oh, yeah. So I missed John's and two Am I the Assholes?
Just one.
Just one Am I the Asshole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Lindsay and Sienna were great replacements. And you better watch out. They're gunning for your job. Sienna's already coming up with podcast
ideas.
She got her
own bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she has her own bit now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, she's more popular than me already in the comments, I think. So
it's close.
So,
it's a race. It's you and her, then John.
And me, yeah.
John has his one stand. You love to see it.
It's all good. That's all I need.
All right, guys. So let's do a brief overview of how today's episode is going to work. I have two stories. Josh put out a poll to see where the Wikimaniacs want us to look. And I did one really long one with an update from Relationship Advice, which is one of the ones that you Wikimaniacs wanted us to do. And then I also did one from Today I Fucked Up because I just like doing those, guys. I can't be controlled by you. I'm going to do what I want to do with the Maniacs.
Hey, they do well on TikTok, so
they do.
Can't complain too much. I think that one, yeah, that one's doing pretty well right now. It's no 4 million views, but...
The 4 million?
Talk
wow.
to them.
Yeah, we've learned that the Wikimaniacs don't care about our emotional health. They want us to just
the worst stuff out there.
The most vile stories.
Yeah.
I was in a bad headspace that whole day.
We're very aware.
I was not good. And apologies for that. I tried my best.
That's all good.
I tried my best.
I'm not sorry for doing that.
Which is a problem, I think.
It's okay.
It got us 4 million TikToks, but...
It's okay. You can go and sign up to our Patreon to pay for our therapy in the future.
True.
Yeah, exactly.
There's our call to action today.
You can pay for our Patreon to hear the other reasons why we're going to be in therapy, aka the fucking smut that our day ones asked for us to do again.
Yeah.
Or Talkspace, if you're listening, sponsor us. That'd be great.
Would love BetterHelp.
Or something. Oh.
Would love any of those things.
Yeah.
Didn't know who they were. No free promo. Don't go to them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're bleeping those out, and we're just going to have Josh saying online therapy, online therapy. All right, guys, but let's go get into the title of these stories. Oh, do we have any... I always fuck it up and John makes fun of me. Is it house cleaning? Home cleaning?
Housekeeping.
Same thing.
We do have some comments.
Yeah, let's read some comments, Josh.
So on our episode that released 2 Mondays ago, the woman has the vagina from the movie Teeth.
Ooh.
As we're recording, it came out today. So we have some comments on that video so far.
I haven't read any. There was that one day where I went in a deep dive and read every single comment.
Every single one?
Today is day one of my new job, and I barely had time to check the Slack. I felt bad, like I wasn't talking to y'all. But,
you're
first
busy.
Day, things will get easier.
Yeah, you're a busy guy. That's why I'm here, to fill you in on what you missed.
Ooh, thank you.
Luna C, who, as we know, is Sean Stan from Italy, she commented saying, I'm currently rethinking my idea of listening to this episode in a public park through the speaker. But then again, who will understand English around here? I wrote underneath, today I fucked up by listening to Reddit on Wiki in the park.
I've had friends tell me that it's a bad idea to work out in the gym while listening to us because they either get really sad or they laugh, which is not good for the focus.
Although I feel sad might give you that motivation. You're like,
angry
sad boy pump.
Yeah, yes. Your sad boy pump. We've got one from Sam who says neckbeard stories and Kyle stories are interesting and funny. So, some ideas for you guys to check out next time.
I have read some Kyle stories are pretty crazy. Like, it's classic male aggression.
I was gonna say, I've never read it, but it sounds like the worst men.
Oh yeah.
Subreddit.
Is there a difference between Kyle and nice guys?
Yeah, Kyle's like the energy drinking.
Yeah, Kyle's a punch in a wall, like angry.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I gotcha, yeah. I gotcha.
Where nice guys are just self-deprecating to themselves as well as just deprecating to women around them.
So we got options. We got
that first part. I'm half a nice guy. I'm actually, I like to self-deprecate. I think that's funny. I think that kind of humor is funny.
Don't get me wrong. Self-deprecation is fine. Just not to use it as a weapon against women to date you.
Why won't they date me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not me. I know well why people won't date me. I don't need a question.
Oh, God. And then to cap it off, Jamie comments, says, I appreciate that this is just a group of friends hanging out and laughing throughout a conversation. Makes me feel like I'm in a really chill lobby back in the days on the Xbox 360. Keep it up, guys.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
That was a throwback. But that's a YouTube comment. So appreciate everyone who commented.
Yeah. Thank you guys for watching on the YouTube. Josh does a lot of work to edit these videos. Especially my previous episode, Lord knows. If you watch the YouTube, I'm sure there'll be cuts on cuts on cuts. So thank you guys for watching the YouTube. And if you're still, just a TikTok, thank you for doing that. We hit fucking 4 million?
4 million views in one of the videos. And we are at 212,000 followers right now, I believe.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It reminds me of the one-star review that said we forgot what the show was about. Once we got one famous TikTok video.
Well, guess what?
We have fucking two or three now, bitch. Give me more one stars. I don't care. We got a 12,000 plus more followers that will happily give us 5 stars, I guess. So
we did get a 5-star review recently, John. I don't know if you want to read it out.
Yes, I can read it. I can pull it up real quick. 1 second.
I actually have it right here. Sean is probably the best part of this podcast. It's crazy how attractive he is. Is that not it?
That was my review.
Okay. So it is from La La L O L Lulu Lulu $$$$.
I like it.
But they wrote love it 5 stars and they put, these are only male podcasters I'd probably listen to as they are down to earth good people. In general, it's hard to find people who, for lack of a better term, get it. This group is 100% real about life and relationships. I assume they had way more listeners when I joined and realized they're somewhat new, which I definitely didn't expect. It's worth the listen.
Wow. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. You thought that we had more listeners, but we didn't. Yeah. We just got listeners like a few months ago.
Yeah, truly.
I appreciate the reviews that actually go into depth about like their story of how they found us as well as
it's nice
what they like about us. So I appreciate the effort put into that review.
Oh, yeah. With that being said, are we ready to jump into today's Reddit stories?
Let's absolutely. Do it.
All right. This is from the subreddit relationship advice, which the Wikimaniacs asked for. This is from user throw away my spermazoa.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Throw away my spermazoa. All right. So wife, a 33-year-old female, and I, a 34-year-old male, decided to try for kids last year. Found out I'm completely infertile without surgery. 5 months later, she got pregnant.
Ooh.
Spicy.
This is from 3 years ago.
I guess you can be diagnosed as infertile, but things happen still.
We will get to it.
Okay. I'm just speculating. I'm just saying it's not a terrible thing yet. It could be good things.
Could be good news. My wife and I have been married for 3 years, together for 6. She's always been one of the most amazing people I've ever met. No huge fights. Our love languages match up and we're both fairly attractive people. And I think all of these contribute to why we've had such a really strong relationship for so long. That's why this current situation is so difficult for me. We've both been doing pretty well in our careers for the last few years. She's in marketing and I work independently as an IT consultant, allowing me to set my own hours and be pretty flexible. We decided last year that we wanted to start a family, her most likely keeping her job full time and me scaling back to part time. We've both been very anxious, but pretty excited to have our own kids. Long story short, I was diagnosed with azoospermia last December. Blockage in the pipes just meant I wasn't actually producing any sperm while ejaculating. It's curable with surgery, thankfully, and we finally got it scheduled this July. She's got a high sex drive, as do I. So we've been pretty sexually active, and there should have been no way I could have gotten her pregnant. She missed her period this week, and I couldn't imagine that she might actually be pregnant, right? The babies are bottled up in until they get the blockage out. But she took 3 tests, though, and sure enough, all of them were positive.
Whoa.
At first, I was stunned because this shouldn't be possible. She's never been unfaithful to me in the past and never given me a reason not to trust her. I'm not the jealous type, but I'm literally stuck. The doctor said this could not happen, and I can't believe my wife would jeopardize the future we've been so excited for over some fling when we seem to have such a great emotional and physical connection. My wife has been ecstatic. She's given no indication of any guilt or worry that she may have cheated. She was so excited when she first found out that I didn't express my worries at that point. But then she left for work, and now I feel completely torn. What if she really did cheat? Looking back, there's a few things that didn't seem to be an issue that are now racking my brain for clues. Her job often has her taking clients out for dinner, and it's not uncommon for her to get back late in the evening. She's definitely had a busy last few months, but that's not too uncommon for her job. She always wears 1 or 2 of the same perfumes, but one night she came back smelling completely different. Ooh. I also remember seeing a text on her lock phone of just a winky face at a different time, but assumed it was just one of her girlfriends. Fuck, man, I don't know what to do. I set up an appointment on Monday to see if there's any chance that could be mine. If it is mine and I accuse her of cheating, I feel like the world's biggest asshole. But she's coming home in a few hours and I don't know what I'm going to say to her, and I can't stop thinking these small things that may have been her cheating and I just didn't see it. Do I wait until the doctor appointment Monday before talking to her, or should I bring up these insecurities while she's still celebrating the pregnancy? I'm worried I won't be able to hide what's going on in my mind.
Okay.
The end.
Yeah. So usually we interrupt you more, but I was
kind of on a roll. I'm sorry.
Killing it. I was thinking the whole time, because I'm like, if you say your relationship with your wife is as strong as it should be, then it should be no problem if you voice, I mean, obviously it'll be a discussion, maybe a little bit of an argument, but if you voice your concerns, just being like, hey, I'm concerned because I was told I couldn't produce a baby with my condition right now. Is there, I don't know how you come up with that, actually. I'm trying to think on the fly.
It's weird to how to come up with a, without like sounding accusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess my only thing would be like, should we maybe see another doctor to see if I'm really having
that was a I was gonna say that. Like, there's so much misdiagnosis for a lot of things, and possibly a second opinion or even a third opinion with other doctors would be probably a best step. But at the same time, if that comes to the point where it's like, okay, the second doctor says, yeah, you can't produce. Third doctor says you can't produce. Then you have to have those hard conversations based on what Josh is saying and based on what the OP said, that they have a strong relationship. It's not really accusing when you have this evidence in hand saying like, hey, medically, all the doctors says that there's no way this could have been possible unless you're, you know, Mother Mary or something, that you just immaculate inception for some reason. You have to bring that up. Like, you can't have that kid born in the world and then you're going to be insecure about it. Like, you know, is you going to be like, wait, am I going to detest this kid because it could possibly not be mine? We rather just have it up front, and you rather have that conversation now, even though it's hard, and say like, hey, you know, they said I couldn't have it. Would you be opposed to a paternity test?
That's a great way to bring it up. Because I think, I mean, medical diagnoses are often wrong, or you need a second look at it to get.
Mm-hmm. Like my doctor saying I'm morbidly obese. We all know it's wrong.
I'm going to have that conversation in like 2 days.
Dude.
And both Sean and John, we're going to different doctors to get a second diagnosis.
Yeah. We're going to go to each other's doctors. Yeah. And we both get slammed.
We're going to jump them. Both of them.
So there is a strong possibility that, you know, if you guys are having as much sex as you say, probably unprotected by the sounds of it, then yeah, there's a strong possibility that it's yours and one of your little guys fought his way through the blockage or something. You know what I mean? If it's bothering you that much, just talk to her about it and just say, hey, I'm concerned that I've been told this isn't a possibility. But that's like, I'd say that's probably last case scenario to do that. Because then it might put stress unnecessarily on your relationship when you haven't got a second diagnosis or a third diagnosis or a paternity test. You know what I mean? Which, I mean, obviously you have to have that conversation before you have the paternity test. Don't do that secretly. That would be bad.
You'd end up on another subreddit.
Yeah.
And then we talk about you on Friday.
Am I the asshole for getting a paternity test without telling my wife? So that would be my recommendation. Go through, like John said, get a second diagnosis. If it's then confirmed that you can't have kids, bring it up to her and just say, hey, I'm concerned about this. And I mean, if it's your strong relationship and she didn't cheat, then I mean, she'll probably get offended, but
yeah,
it's hard to, and you can't blame her. It's hard to not get like offended about it.
And at the same token too, like it's hard to blame him as well for having those type of thoughts.
It's
hard for both. Like if it's true indeed that, you know, no cheating has occurred, it sounds like kind of the way you told the story, like as it progressed, like it started to become more of a paranoia thing. Cause now he started to notice all the little things that he didn't notice back then. And he started to be more like heightened in his awareness of like, oh, who's texting who?
Yeah.
You're coming home a lot later. Like you smell different today. So it's an unfortunate situation, but I'm still going to go back to what Josh has alluded to the first thing. If your relationship is indeed that strong from what you say, get that opinion and then lay down all the facts. Be upfront as possible. Have that hard conversation now or else it's going to be a hard relationship moving forward.
Are you guys ready for the update?
Oh, yes.
All right, so he has two kind of long updates. I'm kind of just going to give a Cliff Notes version of that.
Okay.
of them, because they're of equal length of what I just read.
Two updates. So when did these updates come in?
I don't know if there's no exact dates on Reddit.
Oh, so it's just like an appendage to the original post?
Yeah. They like put a separate link. They said update, and then I found this one. And then at the bottom of this one, it says update again.
Okay.
So here we go. So she came home, and then she went straight to bed, and then he wrote, I didn't want to dump this on her immediately and decided to give myself a night to sleep on it.
Good idea.
I got up pretty early just because I was being very restless. I decided to go for a run, cleared my mind, and then I decided I couldn't wait any longer. I made her favorite omelets, and I told her I needed to talk about something. She says, you know I'm not Ashley, right? She knows me so well. Ashley is my ex who cheated on me, who caused extra anxiety in me thinking of my past.
Yeah.
It's very fair.
So he brought it up to her and then she said, I'm not your ex, basically?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay. I mean,
so she kind of had a gut feeling that he thinks that she's cheating on him, pretty much.
Well, I guess he brought it up to her. Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he wrote, so right after that, I apologized mostly because I let this build up in my head for so long without talking to her about it sooner. What should have been a blessing has been nothing but an insecurity and a fear for me. We talked for a while and I told her how happy it made me to see her so ecstatic and excited for the baby. I told her how much I love the relationship that we've built together and I felt like an asshole for questioning her loyalty. She had never given me a reason not to trust her and I still couldn't emotionally get over the thoughts of infidelity because of my ex.
That is the best case scenario. You brought it up to her. Like I said, your relationship is strong and then you just had the conversation. I mean, she probably was thinking it too, that you might be thinking that. So it was definitely something that needed to be said. And then, yeah, you just apologize. You say, yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm dumb. Whatever. You know, you're not dumb, but you overthought it, which is fair. I do that as well. So it worked out so far. Anyway, I don't know about the second update, but so far.
I'll let you finish until I give my thoughts.
But something still felt off.
Oh, no.
Yep. I had a feeling.
Immediately wrong. Thanks.
I honestly don't know why. Something about how eager she was. Before that sentence, I just had to start with it because it was so funny off of what Josh said. But essentially, the sentence before that was that she agreed to get a paternity test after the child was born if he was still worried about it. He says, something about how she was so eager to get a paternity test and almost not even mad at me for having kept this from her. Normally, she would have been upset that I didn't bring it up right away.
All right,
but there was just this weird feeling I couldn't shake off for the rest of the day.
You're spiraling now. This is just...
Yeah, he's fucking spiraling.
You found every reason to ignore what just happened in front of your face, and you're just like, nope, I'm still suspicious. Which, full disclosure, I have been cheated on, and I understand that. It sucks, and it's hard to trust again, but you've been with this person for so long that it's like, come
on. 6 years.
If she says straight up to you and is like, I'll do a paternity test, like, you should trust her at that point. So this is a dark hole that we're going down, and I'm not excited about it.
She had another night being out late, but we talked about scheduling an appointment to verify the pregnancy when she got home. She seemed a little confused, but then quickly agreed. She promised to do it in the morning. I asked how work had gone, and she kind of gave me a non-committal answer about her boss pushing her to do too much and her being stressed out. There's a huge nothing there, but she just seemed off. I couldn't put my finger on it. We're still acting all lovey-dovey, but something just fell wrong. I couldn't talk about it without repeating the same conversation we already had. I've been trying to throw myself into work to distract myself, but I haven't been able to focus. We have a joint checking account that we'll sometimes move money in and out of, but really only use it for grocery or household items unless we talk about it beforehand. This morning, she moved half of it to hers, about $1,700. We don't do that. She's never needed to do that before. And I checked our healthcare portal, and she made an appointment for the one time Thursday that I mentioned I was busy working on site. We were supposed to go together. I'm starting to go crazy. How do I bring this up? And it isn't just me having the same conversation again. Going to get a second opinion for myself, but I need a litmus test from the objective outsiders to know if I'm really losing it or if it seems weird to somebody else.
The approach firsthand was okay. I think the first part that Josh has mentioned, you know, like you came about it the right way. It's probably the correct move, but it's also hard not to feel bad for the guy. You know, trauma of him getting cheated on in the past is obviously rearing its ugly head, and it's showing, you know, the insecurities are showing. So first, I know you probably have to take care of the situation that's currently at the moment, but I think you also have to work on possibly yourself. You know, like the insecurities are probably eating you up inside. And yes, a lot of the things that they're doing is kind of, or what she's doing sounds a little sketchy, but at the same time, she's been very upfront with you about those type of situations. And I'm sure she's assured you so many times that, you know, nothing's happening, this and that. Although the whole moving money and getting an appointment outside of the discussed, it is kind of shady a little bit. So I kind of want to know more context about that.
Yeah.
There's a little more, but I could see where you're coming from though. Like I'm sympathizing why you're freaking out, and I'm sympathizing why your reaction is the way you're reacting, because you've been through a lot. So
yeah,
you know, once all that's cleared, I really suggest you seek some help to get that remedied.
Absolutely. As someone who does spiral, I understand where he's coming from. And that's why I'm having a hard time figuring out if this is through his lens that he's framed everything as this is all sketchy, you know, this is weird. She's never done this. Like maybe she has in the past and he's just leaving that out. You know, he's framing it so that it looks suspicious in his mind. Mm-hmm. And so then that's how he's portraying it, which is fair. That happens when you start spiraling like that. Man, I mean, I could see both sides. She could be probably pissed at him. And so just
probably
taking it out that way. But I don't know. I want to hear the last update because it's killing me to know what happens.
Now Josh is spiraling.
Well, I'm now spiraling. You are now in luck.
Did
Josh.
I just defend a cheater for 20 minutes?
The third and final update. I'm so sorry to drag all of y'all through the worst of my insecurities. I definitely channeled quite a lot of my negative shit into what I have posted, but hey, that's what anonymous people are good for sometimes, I guess.
True.
Anyways, we finally sat down after she got home last night. I told her everything that was going on, the urologist, the money, the upcoming appointment. I told her how, even with all her reassurances, too many suspect things kept happening. She agreed on how everything looked and immediately apologized. She didn't realize just how much of my ex's cheating was still affecting me. She knew I was going off into the weekend, but thought we had addressed that. We talked about it Sunday, but I can get pretty internal with all these worries and not show them outwardly. So while she had thought we were communicating, I really wasn't. We decided to start from the beginning and go through everything together. She agreed that it was inconsiderate of her to move the money knowing where his head was at. Apparently, the prenatal visits are so structured that they want you to set up a payment plan with them right away. And she wanted to make sure that it was squared away so that she could keep her appointment. She offered, without me prompting, to call them with me tomorrow to verify that, or if I really wanted, if we could move the money.
The move the meeting?
Yeah. She offered, without me prompting, to call them with me
I think what
this
you mean
is a wordly
like,
sentence.
She offered to like move the meeting. I think that was on Thursday.
I think that's what he couldn't make it. Yeah, so she just set it up. Seems like
without him offering. Oh. So she's proactively being like, oh, you're right. That was a shitty thing to schedule that on Thursday. I'll reschedule that if you want to. It sounds like she's doing the right thing. I feel vindicated right now. This is good.
Right. You're on the right track. All right. So we also read up more on my obstructive azoospermia. And it seems like that they're often invisible force fields. It seems like only the actual absence of vas deferens actually guarantees complete infertility. So it is possible for some to get through.
Bam.
I knew it.
But going back. Yeah, that's what I was trying to deflect. So I was like, well, he fucking figured it out before I even started reading.
I'm a goddamn detective. I've been on Reddit too long.
He went with the original specialist he was working with last year to hopefully get a clearer picture. The appointment she made was the only time they had available so soon and figured it best not to wait. I told her I took off work to go with her and she was relieved that I could join. Once again, she said all the right things and seems genuine about us getting on the same page. After going through each thing, I was just wishing I believed her a little bit more. She stressed out with work and when she'll have to take off, but she seemed to really want to go out of her way to alleviate my concerns. She even offered an open phone policy if I needed it. We did look at the text I had seen and it was just a girlfriend. So I declined that offer right now because I don't want to be that kind of husband. But this has overall made me take a really deeper look at what's in my past and how it still affects me today.
Hell yeah.
Even thinking back to this question, it was so hard to see in the moment how much all the uncertainty was affecting me. That level of anxiety literally makes you question what around you is real. I think the trust but verify is the best way to put it. I was just trying to verify without any of the trust is all. This has put a strain on our marriage right now, but I'm feeling a bit more like we're a team again, working together towards easing that. She also thought that an NIPP, which I had to Google, but essentially it's a paternity test that you can get while the baby's still in the womb. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh.
But that's a thing.
Interesting.
And she said, I think getting an NIPP ASAP would be a great idea as long as we also get some kind of counseling together.
Yep.
This part made me cringe. I'm not big on therapy.
You gonna need it.
But I can probably agree that it will most likely help, which is true. You need it, my guy.
Yeah,
you do. We all need it. Honestly, every person needs somebody to talk to.
I got a session tomorrow.
Dude, I'm so jealous. I'm feeling a little better about everything. Thanks again to everybody that reached out with their own story. Happy update. Paternity test came back positive for anyone who wanted to know. Smiley face.
Oh, it says, yeah. It's perfect. I love this is probably
ending.
One of the most like feel good. There's like character development in this story and I live for it. And I think we're gonna just keep bringing back to the point that like, and we actually talked about this last episode with Sienna is that more men should express their feelings more. And I feel that the way this man portrayed his feelings to his wife and the way he communicated, granted there was a little bit of freak out sessions, but that was due because of past trauma, which I, again, completely sympathize. But the way I think he handled it was pretty good. You know, like there were some freak out sessions, but he didn't come out like angry. He didn't come out like guns blazing. He's like, hey, these are the things that was presented to me. These are what makes me insecure. And shout out to the wife for being such a trooper about it. And every single time it's all reassurance, all like, hey, I'm gonna make sure you're not stressed because I don't want both of us stressing out. So I think you guys have a healthy relationship. Yes, it might be a little bit of hardship right now because of how things kind of were portrayed and how trust might have quote unquote possibly unbroken. But I think you two are in the right place. And I hope you guys are in a much better place now. And seek therapy, my guy. It works wonders.
I've never done it, but I would like to try it. I hear only good things about it.
Oh, man. Yeah. The after those sessions, when you be like coming out like crying as a motherfucker, boy, I feel like a brand new person. Like I feel like oil change for my mind, pretty much.
I cry pretty easily, too.
Oh, me too. Oh,
I'm sure I'd be a fucking mess.
I got so much trauma. It's not even funny.
Well, I guess I have trauma, too. I've been to therapy, but I'm not one to cry, I guess, is my only thing.
I'm a crier.
But,
I mean, fine. On episode like 6, John and I were like, I love you guys. We had to fucking pull teeth to get Josh to be like, I love you guys too.
Yeah. And that's been something that, well, like this story, as you said, Sean, I figured it out. I hit it beat for beat what was happening.
You hit it before I even started.
Because in full honesty, I've been in this position before. I have been cheated on, and like I have been through those spiral moments in relationships after the cheating that I was like, oh, like what are they doing? Like they haven't texted me back. You know, like those kind of thoughts that run through your head and you just start spiraling. And it takes a long time to get out of that. Like, and a lot of, I that's one of the things I went to therapy for, was trying to figure out how to manage those thoughts. And so when you were explaining exactly, oh, like he had confirmation from his wife, they had the first conversation, it went really well. And then he was like, but, and I was like, oh man, I've been there. Like I understand. And it sucks because you're just self-defeating, like self-imploding basically. And it's so hard to get out of your own mind. And so, I mean, kudos to his wife for being such a stand-up partner and being willing to work with him through this, especially because she sounds like she's a very busy woman. So,
and stressed with her job and pregnant.
And being pregnant now. So,
and she is so patient.
She's a hell of a partner to have your back. And I cannot recommend enough therapy for sure, dude. It will help you out a million times. So I'm glad you guys have kind of smoothed it out now, and hopefully you get some help where you need it, and less of these implosions happen. So good on you. I'm glad this was a happy story.
I will say, though, you could edit this out if you want, but if you would like to send me the ad of the person that you cheated on so I can just send them all the thirst comments on TikTok that we get of you. Oh my God, Josh, I want to sit on his face. No, all that shit, I'll just send it directly to her.
That's okay. It was like 10 years ago. It's fine. But it's, I appreciate the support.
Josh, I hope you show up in her FYP and just be like, look how much of a man he is now.
No, I have a beard now. Did you have a beard 10 years ago?
I did not. No, yeah, but no, I wish her nothing but the best, and I hope she has learned and become a better person.
See, that's how therapy works, baby. You love, that's a fucking commercial. Better bleep it. You know, all of those guys.
It wasn't them. Us. It wasn't them I went with. It was a local one. Go to your local therapist. Shop local.
You love to see that. Small business. All right. This last one is from my current favorite subreddit, Today I Fucked Up.
Great one.
This is from Reddit user Boosted3232. And here we go. Today I fucked up by showing my first date a couple of micro dicks.
What?
Well,
Your own or other people's?
We will get into it.
I have so many questions. Well, are you a male or a female?
There are links to the photos if you guys would like to.
I'm not looking at that.
I'm good. We're monetized.
I also didn't look.
We're monetized.
I was tempted. But I see it every time I shower, so it's like, what's the point? You know what I mean?
I was going to say, like,
self-deprecation is funny.
Who needs therapy when you got self-deprecation, right, John?
Exactly.
I think, like, you look at them to make yourself feel better. I didn't think you were going to go down that way.
You guys, I love a good joke, slamming myself.
Can't slam anyone with that.
Exactly. It's not funny when you say it, John.
Pain. Dude, me and you both, bro.
Oh, man. Oh, all right. Well, my fuck up began. Ooh, I'm crying a little bit. That was funny. Well, my fuck up began when I bought a Career Mechanics toolboxes and everything in them. I did this because I needed one of the bigger toolboxes for work, and I thought I could sell the smaller toolbox and most of the tools I didn't need or want, and essentially get a 3K toolbox for free. Jesus, toolboxes go for that much?
They're expensive.
How big is this toolbox? Is it like one of the ones on wheels, I guess?
Well, you said one big one and one small one, mechanic toolboxes.
I
don't know.
So confused how this has to do with dating and micro penises, but I'm interested.
We'll get to it. Well, I kept the larger toolbox and put the smaller one up for sale at a price of just over $1,000 with my signature line, quote, scammers will receive dick pic and it won't be a nice one. End quote.
Okay.
I started this when I sold a motorcycle and I was getting scammed out the ass. So I did what any rational person would do. I Googled micro penis and started sending pictures of mean old peeny weenies to the scammers. The scammers stopped bothering me. I sold my bike. So I thought, truck, yeah, I'm going to do this every time I sell something.
What the fuck?
Fast forward a week or two. I met a cute girl on Bumble. We're both mechanics and we have similar personalities. We agree on a time and place and off we go. That night, I had gotten to the restaurant before her and I went to shed a tear for Nelson. And when I came back, does anybody know what that is?
I don't know what a tear for Nelson is. Is that like a mechanic? Is that a tool?
I don't know. Maybe it sounds like he's trying to pee. Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, when I came back, I rounded a corner and came mask to mask with her. But something I never expected. She was somehow even way more beautiful than her profile pictures. She didn't smell like oil. Her hands were soft, unlike mine. She smiled and laughed and clumsily said hi while fogging up her glasses. And I could have been Liam Neeson's daughter because I was taken.
I'd love to see it.
I'm like 93% sure the feeling was mutual. It was one of those moments where you just know. Since no diner was serving inside because of COVID, we decided to sit outside in 20-degree Fahrenheit weather. We ate everything in the cold, and everything was going great.
That is really cold. That's below.
What's that in Celsius?
That's a good question. That's what Google's for. Here we go.
That's below freezing for us.
Also, the Nelson thing is just going to the bathroom.
Oh.
It's negative 6.66 degrees Celsius.
That's pretty cold to eat outside, and
yeah.
It's a devil's number.
True.
Wow. After we finished our freezing cold meal, I asked her if she wanted to get ice cream because even though it was cold enough for a fart to come out solid, I wanted to spend more time with her. And plus, you know, ice cream is delicious.
Why not hot chocolate or something?
Nah, ice cream
or a coffee.
Yeah. I disagree. Ice cream tastes better when it's freezing cold outside. I don't. That's just
what?
Me. Hot take for a cold treat. That's me.
You love hot tea on a summer day.
Oh my God.
No, I hate hot. Like, I don't even drink like hot coffee. I drink iced coffee all the time.
Why is he looking at us like we're weird? That's a normal thing. that's the same thing that you're saying is cold on cold, hot on hot.
No, I like cold on cold on cold, hot on
and
or cold on
hot.
Yeah.
You like cold no matter what.
Yeah. Just like drinks wise or treats, I guess, dessert. I don't know. That's just me.
It's a wide range, but okay. All right.
Just because we're on the topic of coffee and hot and iced, I always have a little espresso shot, whether it's decaf or not, after every meal. A little warm belly help the digestion, you know what I'm saying?
Interesting. We do tea here in our household.
In Canada. But you're not picky with your tea, right?
Sienna really only likes green tea, so we do green tea a lot. But
Oolong.
Milk tea.
Milk tea?
Freezing cold.
I'll mess with that too.
Interesting.
Actually, I've had hot milk tea before. Weird, but still good. Still fine.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Oops, almost clicked on the picture of the dick pic. we got some ice cream in my car and I drove her back and we started talking about work and toolboxes, which made me obviously want to show her the booty that I scored, specifically the toolbox I was selling, since she would understand why I was so hyped about all of it. So I whip out my little old mobile phone. I downloaded the pics of the booty I scored straight to the seller's ad, so they were in my download folder. And I just so happened to forget, I downloaded a new set of micro dick pictures immediately after.
No.
I'm going to skip the link, but it says, here is the link of one of the pictures if you dare. We both know you're not strong enough to look. All three of us, very strong. All right. Anyways, in the moment of embarrassment, I swiped once more to attempt to make the fat man in an inner tube. I swept once more to attempt to make the fat bald man in the inner tube go away and showed her what looks like an uncooked mini sausage sitting on top of two oranges.
I don't want that visual.
He swiped one dick pic and immediately went to another dick pic. You hate to see it. I immediately pulled up my ad and showed her my signature line and explained that I send them to scammers, and she laughed, and I think in my embarrassment, I managed to blurt out, but don't worry, mine's normal. but it was kind of hard to talk around the foot that was in my mouth. My only saving grace was that both of these pictures were wildly different, and there's no way she would have thought that they were mine, I think. Anyway, she stayed for another half hour before heading out. I think what hurt the most happened right after she left. I hightailed it to my best friend of 11 years and told him what happened and how I'll probably never hear from this great girl again because she thinks that I have a Lincoln log for a pecker. And he said, I can't believe you did. Actually, you know what? I definitely can see you doing that. So not only did I show a girl I really liked a dick pic on our first date, I showed her two dick pics that weren't mine and were very, very, very much not normal penises. There's literally no worse version of what happened. Anyway, we're going out again this week and I can't wait.
You love to see it. It seems like she's a great girl too that has a, you know, a great sense of humor about that. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
That is, super unfortunate, but it sounds like the rest of the date went well enough that she was willing to overlook the weird dick pics like on your phone.
If anything, I'm wondering if she's like,
I gotta see
the micro penis. I gotta see it live in person.
I was gonna say, maybe now you're in good graces because she saw what she saw and be like, oh, okay, yours is pretty standard, you know?
Don't take my joke as an excuse to ever send a dick pic. That was a joke. Don't ever send dick
pics. Don't do it.
On Ricky is very against dick pics. We so don't do that, guys.
Dick pics.
Anti dick pic, even if they're micro.
Sean can't put this in our show notes because there are links to the micro penis and we will get banned.
Oh, really?
That's what happened on our first video.
On our first
it's
YouTube
better
video.
Not to even risk it. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's it for the Reddit stories this week. There is a word I used in there, but I doubt you're going to find the word. And also the date that we're doing makes it kind of obvious what the topic is.
I don't know. June, July 4th?
This is July 4th, Canada's favorite holiday.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I forget. I was scheduling someone. It was a sponsor. And I was like, oh, do you guys want us to put your episode on the July 4th? I said, and she's like, oh, that's a holiday. And I'm like, oh, forgive me. I'm a Canadian. Forgot.
Forgive me. I don't give a fuck at all.
We won that stupid war. Okay.
All right. Well, that's it for this half. We'll be back on the second half with this day in Reddit history. So in the meantime, check out these sponsors while we're gone.
Wikimaniacs, it's gonna be May. And you know what that means. Warmer, sunnier days are upon us.
And wouldn't you rather spend your time doing something else instead of having to plan your next meal or spending precious time driving to the grocery store?
Factor's fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat meals are delivered right to your door. Factor takes the stress out of grocery shopping and meal planning. Plus, by supporting Factor, you are also helping out your boys. Sean, tell everybody what Factor offers.
Easy. Factor has 35 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals to choose from every single week. But wait, there's more. Factor also has more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. So you'll always have new flavors to explore.
Your boys always want you to treat yourself. So why not make your day delicious by eating Factor's restaurant-quality meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. The kicker, all done and ready to go in 2 minutes or less, plus no cleanup after. Do you know what I can do in 2 minutes?
You see, John, this is why we don't do ads with you anymore. But Wikimaniacs, head on over to factormeals.com/wiki50 and use code wiki50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That's code wiki50 at factormeals.com/wiki50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Thank you, Factor, for supporting the show.
And we're back from using our lawnmower of 4.0 on each other. I did John. John did Josh. Josh did me.
Josh was a lot of work. He's a very hairy man.
So hairy.
As Asian men's, John and I went very smoothly without
very smooth.
Any kind of hassle at all, to be honest.
Just one hair, actually. It was weird.
It's a stubble.
All right. Let me pull up. I had it. I don't know why I closed it out.
Too busy looking at the micro penises.
I opened it up and I closed it real quick. It was, oh no.
No, it's saved in your browser now.
Is Sean showing his wife something later on? Two
it's micro penises.
I minimize my browser. It's my background.
Just a collage.
Yeah. All right. First off, before I get into this day in wiki history, I want to give a shout out to our writer, the great host of the fantastic Cultivate podcast, Weird Distractions podcast, Alex. Thank you for writing this. And here we go. The date is July 4th. Welcome back, Wikimaniacs, to This Day in History, a series where we take you back in time to learn more about what happened on this day throughout history. Today's date is July 4th. And if you're in the United States, sucks to be Josh. You know, we're going all the way back to 1776. Back in early 1776, what we now know as the United States still had its ties with Britain. That's right. Most of us didn't just appear on this land. Most of us came from overseas. And because of this, we still had ties with wherever we came from. That's right, MAGA people. I'm going off script. You're not from here. You're fucking immigrants, MAGA people. This isn't your land.
This anyways, is our back land, on white.
This is our world. All right, back on topic.
What a back callback. On script.
Sorry, Alex. But the folks that came to the United States wanted to separate from Britain. Think of it as a marriage that no longer had a spark. Separation was basically on the horizon. It was hard for many colonies residing within the country to separate from the British Empire, and due to growing tensions, lots of bloodshed and arguments were had between those on the, quote, new land and those back in Britain. With lives lost and frustrations high and probably wanting some help, Richard Henry Lee from Virginia apparently asked the Continental Congress in Philadelphia to consider declaring independence from Great Britain. Now, some listening, and our Canadian friend Alex, who wrote this, may wonder, what in the hell is a Continental Congress? To explain that, here's a direct quote from Wikipedia.
Sorry, John's face. He's like, I don't fucking know.
I'm Filipino.
Yeah, the Americans also don't know, Alex. The Continental Congress was a series of legislative bodies with some executive function. For 13 of Britain's colonies in North America and the newly declared United States just before, during, and after the American Revolutionary War, the term Continental Congress most specifically refers to the first and second Congresses of 1774 through 1781 and, at the time, was also used to refer to the Congress of the Confederation of 1781 and 1789, which operated as the first national government of the United States until being replaced under the Constitution of the United States. Our boy Richard, like many others during this time, wanted the Congress to make the separation official. But who would do this? Thomas Jefferson wrote the first draft. A few edits and tweaks were apparently suggested by other members of the committee, such as John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Roger Sherman, and Robert R. Livingston. Not only would this documentation, forever referred to as the Declaration of Independence, would let it known officially that the United States didn't need Britain and to become its own country, but the document also had three core ideas. One, God made all men equal and gave them the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
White men for slaves.
I'd want to say like probably 75% of the guys that signed this did not actually believe this.
Yeah, they're like only white straight men. And yeah,
owned land.
So the minority.
Only white people that own land are men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number two, the main business of government is to protect these rights. Number three, if a government tries to withhold these rights, the people are free to revolt and set up a new government.
Don't tell the Proud Boys that.
You could tell them. The Proud Boys aren't going to do shit.
True.
All right. Once the document was adopted on July 4th, 1776, it would be shared across the land with hopes that folks would follow what was written and stand by it. And it worked. Now, the 4th of July is celebrated yearly, where Americans all over the country can wear red, white, and blue and have absurd amounts of barbecued food and beer. Thanks to a bunch of dudes who are tired of being tied up with Britain. I wonder if Thomas Jefferson and the gang all got lit after the declaration was done. Probably. Anyways, Wikimaniacs, that's what happened on July 4th, 1776. Today's historical feature wouldn't have been made possible without the following resources. Wikipedia, Britannica Encyclopedia, and On This Day website. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. You make our research so much better.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference in the quality of what I just did versus what I used to do. So thank you, Alex. And thank you to our watchers for helping pay Alex. Thank you, guys.
Hell yes. Yeah.
With that being said, that's it for this week. Thank you guys for listening. All the shout outs to all the Wikimaniacs. You guys continue to listen, continue to watch, and continue to talk to us on our Discord, on YouTube comments, on TikTok comments, Twitter, Instagram, we're on there too. So thank you guys for always reaching out and chilling with us. And if you want to find more of us, you can find us on all those social media things. You could add, you know, Reddit on wiki.com. It'll be linked right there to our Perfect. TikTok, Twitter, Perfect. Instagram, all of that shit. Or go to the show notes. I'm sure there's some stuff down there. I've never looked, but I'm sure. I'm sure.
It's going to be a link of your micro dick.
Yeah.
I'm replacing all of the links with micro dick links. So Fantastic. Click at your own will.
I can't wait for YouTube to finally destroy our page.
Thank you to our patrons.
Yes. Thank you to
our patrons.
Much. Our patrons got an exclusive mutt story. A couple weeks ago.
Well produced. Great shout out
to our patrons. Not only do they get their one extra story a week, they also got a smut episode in addition.
Yeah,
to
a surprise to all of us.
Yes,
we all love doing it. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Peace.
Get therapy.
Great power. For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.